The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurant Reviews section, as well as Triangle Foodies, a blog of restaurant reviews and events in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas. Eat Raleigh Blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore the culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, and the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary, 4 stars are excellent, 3 stars are above average, 2 stars are average, and 1 star is fair. First, from the News and Observer, a modern spirit fills Jack Tar and the Colonel's Daughter, from its decor to its eclectic dinner fare. This was published July 26th and was written by Greg Cox. Jack Tar and the Colonel's Daughter is located at 202 Corcoran Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-682-5225, and this restaurant was rated 3.5 stars. If Gray Brooks was a baseball pitcher, he surely would have been a curveball specialist. In 2012, he opened Pizzeria Toro, whose blistery crusted pies turned out from a massive beast of a wood-burning oven in the middle of the dining room, preceded by several years of the recent wave of Neapolitan pizzerias. Then, a couple of years ago, Brooks, who has worked in restaurants from the Triangle to Seattle, where he cooked for 12 years for 2012 James Beard Restaurateur of the Year Tom Douglas, jolted jaded Durham palates with the likes of chicken fried duck tongues and beef heart tartare at Littler. Last December, he came out of the bullpen again, teaming up with his wife, Kara Stacy, and business partner Jay Owens to open Jack Tar and the Colonel's Daughter. The very name leaves no doubt as to whether Gray intends to play by the usual rules. Jack Tar, the restaurant, is named for the old Jack Tar Motor Lodge, erstwhile occupant of the building that is now home to the Unscripted Hotel, where the restaurant makes its home on the ground floor. The Colonel's Daughter is the adjoining bar, a cozy, dimly lit space where libations span the timeline of cocktail history, from the original Harry's American Bar Bloody Mary to modern concoctions with names like Rosemary's Bourbon and Kombucha Cooler. The dining room, a cheery contemporary space with an open kitchen and mid-century modern accents that pay tribute to the building's architecture, sets just the right mood for a menu billed as a modern spin on classic dinner fare. That includes breakfast, which is served all day and covers... My apologies, I'm going to start that sentence over. That includes breakfast, which is served all day and covers an eclectic spectrum from biscuits and gravy to Julia Child's omelet, a turducken sausage sandwich on homemade English muffin, all breads are baked in-house here, and a Spam bowl topped with a poached egg assure that Brooks's reputation for tossing in temptations from out of left field remains intact. That's not to say you can't get your fix of old-school diner comfort, with the proviso that it comes with that promised modern spin. The sandwich section is replete with the likes of French dip, the semi-soft Télémé cheese and horseradish on a Kaiser roll, turkey club with avocado, and a killer double cheeseburger amped up with caramelized onions and jalapenos on a Benny seed bun. A similar spirit pervades the selection of starters and entrees. There's a thick, bright tomato soup that lives up to Gray's stated aim of evoking the Campbell soup of childhood memory, tweaked for adult palates, though. And a twist on a Caesar salad with anchovy croutons and a creamy Parmesan dressing. Fried smelts are a perfect nibbling companion for one of those cocktails, or a draft beer, or a glass of wine from a varied and reasonably priced list. A respectful rendition of poutine with brown gravy and Ashe County cheese curds, an item that's practically obligatory on menus these days, happens to be particularly well suited to the diner concept. A short but varied list of mains under the plates heading continues the theme: Szechuan peppercorn hot chicken with Hawaiian rolls and house-made pickles, pot roasted brisket with baby carrots, potatoes, and cipollini onions, and a refreshingly different vegetarian offering of barley and spring vegetables, young turnip greens, and cashews with green garlic. And then there's Gray's Mom's Lamb Spaghetti. Ask Brooks the story behind this one, and he'll tell you that he grew up eating the dish, a homespun creation that his mom created by combining culinary elements inherited from her parents, a father born in Crete, and a Durham native mother. By all means, order it. You'll be rewarded with an oval baking dish straight from the oven, filled with thick spaghetti noodles and hunks of tender braised lamb shank in a rich, dark tomato sauce, topped with dollops of oven-blistered buffalo ricotta and baked to the point that the pasta at the edge develops a gratifying crunch. It will leave you wishing you had grown up in the Brooks household. Supplementing the regular menu is a frequently changing list of specials. Recent temptations have included chicken-fried chicken livers, roasted marrow bone, and a delightful riff on a salad nocisse featuring house-smoked trout, snap-tender local green beans, poached fingerling potatoes, and grated hard-boiled eggs, served on a bed of mixed greens and a generous smear of white balsamic aioli. Steak frites with bordelaise and marrow butter makes frequent appearances on the list, though the cut varies. Recently, a New York strip labeled club steak on the menu was accurately grilled, properly rested, and so flavorful, I'd be tempted to skip the bordelaise next time. Other specials have included roasted half chicken with summer squash, mushrooms, and croutons, a vegetarian lasagna without pasta, and North Carolina crab cakes with creamed corn, pea shoots, and charred Vidalia onion. It's tempting to think of the list as blue plate specials given the diner motif, though prices are actually a bit higher than those on regular menu. Even so, it's hard to complain about a list with most entrees just a shade north of $20. The dessert offerings keep the diner theme going with the likes of French silk pie, key lime tart, and a classic sundae topped with chocolate sauce, peanuts, and whipped cream. A blueberry hand pie, served recently with a scoop of strawberry, was fine, but would have been better served warm. For my money, the crullers fried to order, rolled in cinnamon sugar, and served with chantilly mascarpone and house-made jam are the way to go. Service is friendly and suitably relaxed for a diner, though attentiveness can be spotty at times. The kitchen, on the other hand, rarely misfires. The only outright disappointment I have yet to encounter was dense, doughy potato gnocchi, which have since mercifully been pulled from the starting rotation. Proving that, unlike most pitchers, Gray Brooks is a solid performer at the plate, too. Jack Tar and the Colonel's Daughter is located at 202 Corcoran Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-682-5225. Now for an article that was published on NC Triangle Dining: Cha House in Chapel Hill, an oasis for boba tea and Asian snacks. This was published July 22nd and was written by Ron Nguyen. Cha House is located at 318 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 984-999-4580. If you're a fan of boba or bubble tea, you've probably got a favorite go-to spot in the Triangle. From Vietnamese restaurants to Asian markets, boba tea is often available in a variety of locations, but in the past year or so, the Triangle has started to see a dedicated boba spot open up. From Quickly and Kung Fu Tea in Cary to Cha House in Chapel Hill. And if you're not familiar with boba or bubble tea, it's a popular drink originating from Taiwan that usually has tea, milk, and sugar served over ice along with chewy tapioca balls at the bottom. You typically drink it through a large diameter straw, and it's a refreshing and fun way to quench your thirst. And I've got to tell you that the new Cha House is a great spot to get your boba on. Head over to Franklin Street in Chapel Hill and you'll find Cha House. Cha means tea in Mandarin Chinese, so you know that this is what the place is all about. Inside Cha House, you'll find a super bright, white, and light space bustling with students. It's modern and open with the tea bar to the left and a bunch of four tops to the right. Some unusual floating tables in natural woods sit at the front of the space for some casual seating. A huge chalkboard menu up front at Cha House lists your choices ranging from milk teas, fruit teas, and even cheese capped with light cream cheese teas. Cha House offers up black, jasmine, oolong, Earl Grey, and matcha tea along with taro and chai for your base drink. You can also bling out your milk tea with red bean, boba, lychee jelly, or mango, along with adjusting the sweetness and ice in your drink. Like many of these boba tea spots, Cha House also offers up a small assortment of snacks, popcorn chicken, green onion pancake, etc., to tide you over. Note that this menu should be expanding as Cha House gets settled in after their opening. I've tried out a couple of teas at Cha House, an oolong milk tea with boba and lychee along with the Dirty Tiger drink. The oolong tea was super fragrant and smooth with smaller chewy boba pearls. The lychee jelly is actually minced lychee fruit that's been dropped into your drink, which is a nice bonus. The Dirty Tiger is based on brown sugar and milk, making for a non-caffeinated drink, perfect for later hours. Note the brown stripes resembling the stripes of a tiger, I guess. It was really refreshing, and I had it as a dessert at the end of an evening. All in all, I really like the space at Cha House and its take on a modern boba tea shop. Fun for kids, fun for college students, and fun for adults. Who doesn't enjoy slurping up some soft milk tea and chewy tapioca balls? The milk teas here are excellent, and the modern inventory and interior are nicely done. The space feels just right. Stop on by if you're up for an afternoon refresher or after a dinner suite in Chapel Hill. Again, Cha House is located at 318 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 984-999-4580. Now back to the News and Observer. At Nice Bowls Asian Cuisine, stick to authentic Chinese dishes for your culinary tour. This was published July 20th and was written by Greg Cox, who rated this restaurant 3 stars. Nice Bowls Asian Cuisine is located at 4224 Northwest Cary Parkway in Cary, and their phone number is 919-377-2307. Don't let the name fool you. Nice Bowls is not another newcomer in the rapidly growing category of trendy restaurants specializing in healthy bowls. You won't find a scrap of kale or a grain of quinoa here, or even a single menu item with the word power in it. Here, the bowls are filled with plain white rice. In fact, Nice Bowls, an unassuming mom-and-pop eatery in a tiny 12-table space formerly occupied by a Chinese takeout shop, is about as far from trendy as it gets. Pop, in this case, is Chef Harry Dong, a veteran of more than a decade in area restaurants, including Sushi Thai, both locations, and C&T Wok in Morrisville. His wife, Stacy Sun, helps out in the dining room and sets a warmly welcoming tone and a streamlined but efficient wait staff. The restaurant's full name, Nice Bowls Asian Cuisine, is more revealing, though. I wouldn't recommend using it as a guide to ordering. Sure, the menu devotes sections to Thai and Japanese cuisines. And yes, you can get your General Tso's chicken fix here. You'll find it among an abridged section of Chinese-American favorites under the Chinese dish heading. But it's clear, and it's even more obvious to me after sampling some mediocre Thai dishes, that the chef's heart lies in cooking the authentic regional specialties of his native China. These account for the bulk of Nice Bowl's extensive offerings, with dozens of dishes inviting you on a cross-country tour from Sichuan chicken hot pot to Cantonese chow fun to Shanghai-style bok choy. Sichuan dishes dominate the itinerary, while categories labeled griddle-cooked, pot au feu, which is clay pot casseroles, and served on a sizzling iron plate offer intriguing side excursions. The mysteriously named Five Vegetables Mixed, one of a mere handful of items in the list of authentic appetizers, will get your tour off to a rousing start. The dish turns out to be a bright, crunchy medley of julienne carrot, cucumber, scallion, peanuts, and cilantro, glistening in a sheen of chili oil and served cold. If you're feeling adventurous, thin-sliced pork belly, translation, pale, unctuous ribbons of garlic-braised pork belly spangled with scallions, is another worthy destination. Try to order bean sheet jelly with assorted vegetables, however, and your server will likely steer you away if you don't order it in Chinese. Probably a good idea to take the hint. Stay in Sichuan if you like for your main course. Try the one labeled simply hot, hot, hot if you dare. I did not. Less intimidating but still rewarding destinations include three pepper chicken, shredded pork with garlic sauce, and fish fillets in hot chili oil, featuring grouper in a fiery broth slickened with chili oil and liberally sprinkled with Sichuan peppercorn. Alternatively, you might head over to the southeast coast for a first-rate rendition of Cantonese-style salt and pepper shrimp, tossed with red and green bell peppers and scallions, and yes, meant to be eaten with the shell on. Or shoot up to northern China for gently spiced stir-fried lamb with cumin. And by all means, ask your server to help you explore the secret treasure map, a.k.a. the list of specials written entirely in Chinese characters on a board on the back wall in the dining room. You could be richly rewarded, as I was recently, with Shanghai-style sweet and sour pork ribs, bone-gnawingly good beneath a sesame-spangled mahogany glaze of sauce. This proved to be one of the two most memorable dishes I have yet to come across at Nice Bowls. You'll find the other favorite tucked in among a small, motley collection of dishes, stir-fried cauliflower, pork intestines, and tea tree mushrooms, to name a few, in what appears to be a catch-all section labeled griddle cooked. The dish is called crispy potato chips, and I can practically guarantee it's not what you're thinking. Even describing it requires an educated guess or two. Potatoes, sliced just thick enough to puff up when deep-fried, are then stir-fried with carrots, wood-ear mushrooms, lotus root, and bell peppers in a light, medium-spicy sauce. The only thing these potato chips have in common with Lay's is that they're addictive. Given the burgeoning success of authentic Chinese restaurants in the Triangle, I'd like to think it's no longer necessary for them to piggyback their cuisine onto the popular Asian cuisine concept in an attempt to broaden their appeal. Nice Bowls, for one, would be a better restaurant if it just ditched that part of its name. As it stands, though, Thai and Japanese cuisines account for a substantial minority of the offerings, so I'm compelled to incorporate them into my star rating. Feel free to add half a star to that rating if you're strictly going for the Chinese food. And in that case, I'm confident that the fortune in the fortune cookie I got last time I ate there will apply to your experience. You will have a close encounter of a surprising kind. And even if you just walked in looking to order a power bowl, the surprise will still be a pleasant one. Nice Bowls is located at 4224 Northwest Cary Parkway in Cary, and their phone number is 919-377-2307. Bouncing back to an article from NC Triangle Dining, The Lakewood in Durham, serving up savory and sweet with style. This was published July 20th and written by Ron Wynn. The Lakewood is located at 2022 Chapel Hill Road in Durham, and their phone number is 919-402-8059. As Durham grows and expands, a lot of the activity and action seems to be moving further out from the downtown core. Maybe the rents are a bit cheaper, and maybe there's less competition, which is not a bad situation for a new restaurant. Take the Lakewood, for example. This restaurant, opened by Phoebe Lawless, owner of Scratch Bakery and James Beard Award nominee in 2017 for Outstanding Baker, had originally slipped under my radar screen due to its location in the Lakewood neighborhood. It just seemed far enough away to make it a challenge to get a visit for us. But I can tell you for sure, after a couple of meals, the Lakewood is totally worth the effort. And here's why. Not knowing much about the neighborhood, my first visit was just a drive-by to grab a beer at the bar and check out the space. The Lakewood sits on a prominent corner on Chapel Hill Road and Jersey Avenue in a large brick building. The first thing I noticed was that the staff here is super courteous and welcoming. A great start. I love the decor here. It's very modern, clean, and bright, with a lot of interesting design elements. Large plate glass windows up front, topped by glass blocks, give the space a retro feel, but the modern paintings and globe lights inside hint at something else. There's a large black steel staircase leading to the roof in the middle of the dining room, and to the left, a separate bar and side room that used to be a gas station. And up on the roof, a small wedge-shaped dining patio for a drink or quick snack. Very cool. For both of my visits, I dropped in for brunch and was impressed all around, from service to decor to food. The menu changes pretty frequently at the Lakewood, so don't get too attached to any particular dish. I got to try a wonderfully juicy Swiss patty melt for my first visit. Light rye bread wrapped around a nicely grilled burger patty and topped with melted Swiss cheese along with caramelized onions. Delicious. Paired with oven roasted potatoes, this dish makes for a perfect start to your Sunday. Another brunch visit turned up a wonderful Cuban sandwich with pork roast, ham, pickles, and more cheese, well done and plenty to eat. But what really shone was the kimchi pancakes served Benedict style with crispy pork, poached eggs, and green onion hollandaise sauce. A playful and interesting alternative to your usual eggs Benedict. And the side meats looked awesome, especially the thick cut bacon. Now, as wonderful as the savory brunch items are on their menu, what really makes the Lakewood is their baked goods and dessert. For sure, you don't get nominated for a James Beard Foundation Pastry Award without having serious chops, and the Lakewood shines here. I've tried a couple of their pie samplers, and they are amazing. Amazing as in, they may be the best pies I've had in my entire life, and I've eaten a bunch. From a sublime brown butter pear pie, to a chocolate pecan pie, to a lemon curd pie, you cannot miss dessert here. The fillings are all unique in terms of their flavor combinations, but what really makes the pies here at the Lakewood or Scratch next door is the crust. Thick, layered, and slightly chewy, it acts as the perfect foil to the fantastic fillings they use. Whew. And what completes the dining trifecta here at the Lakewood is their service. Courteous, service-oriented professionals that know the menu and know hospitality. All in all, I was pretty impressed with my 3 visits here and would be back more often if it wasn't for the distance. But for you lucky Durhamites in the hood, I think you'll be wonderfully satisfied by the Lakewood. It feels like it will be an iconic restaurant soon enough in the competitive Durham dining scene. Love the building, love the decor, and the food ain't bad either. Just kidding, it's very good. So rock on, Lakewood. I'll be back soon for dinner and some of that wonderful pie that you serve up. The Lakewood is located at 2022 Chapel Hill Road in Durham, and their phone number is 919-402-8059. And now for a section that the Triangle Food Blog calls Friday Food Facts. These are the Friday Food Facts from July 27th. In their featured restaurant news section, big news out of North Hills this week that Rosewater, a restaurant by Georgeois Group and described as a European bistro cafe inspired by North Carolina ingredients and Mediterranean flavors, will be opening in the Park District at North Hills in the old Brugger's space. In addition to being a full-service restaurant, they will offer grab-and-go options during breakfast and lunch hours. The restaurant is projected to open sometime in 2019. Some Wake County restaurant news. Additional North Hills news included the announcement that Stir Restaurant will be taking up a 5,832-square-foot spot in the Bank of America Tower and is described as offering fresh food, an oyster bar, and craft cocktails. Over in downtown Raleigh, the ITB Insider shared the update that renowned Raleigh restaurateur Ashley Christensen has filed site plans for Poolside Pie Witch, which will offer Neapolitan-style wood-fired pizzas at 428 South McDowell Street, right next to Christensen's Pool Diner. Also in downtown, the ITB Insider also reported that permits had been issued at the Dillon for the transformation of a 5,125-square-foot space on the ground floor into Raleigh's first location of the high-end Oak Steakhouse chain. They currently have locations in Atlanta, Charleston, Nashville, and Charlotte. This will be their first location in the Triangle. And down in Clayton, one of our readers pointed out that there is a coming soon sign up at 9096 Cleveland Road for Mezza Luna, a pizzeria, pasta, grill, and bar. Doesn't look like the upfit has begun, so it could be a while. We will keep an eye on it. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Please be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138.